Well, as we heard earlier from Fiona, almost all of this morning's front pages feature photos of the new Taoiseach and his wife and children. There's also a general consensus that he played it safe with yesterday's cabinet reshuffle. The Independent says that Simon Harris kept his friends close and his enemies even closer. The Irish Times says there was no blood on the carpet, while the Mail quotes an unnamed Fine Gael source as saying that Mr Harris bottled a plan to move Helen McEntee from the Department of Justice. The Examiner cautions that hope and positivity won't be enough to deliver on the challenges faced by the government. To look back at last night's developments and to look ahead to what's expected today, we're joined now by our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. Micheál, can we pick up where we just left off there? This decision, this announcement on the recognition of Palestine as a state, will the government be going it alone, or will this be done in tandem with other like-minded countries?
It does seem that this is at a fairly advanced stage at this point. The Taoiseach are holding many discussions recently enough, among them senior figures, political figures in places like Jordan. There's also been discussions at EU level with like-minded partners. So I think it is significant too that the most recent European Council meeting, there was that agreement reached between Ireland, Spain, Malta and Slovenia that they would work in lockstep towards recognition. It has always been said by government that they would try and move with others, that that would have greater impact. I think on that front, it's probably significant that the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, will be in Dublin later this week, probably on Friday, for discussions with the Taoiseach. That will be the first visiting Prime Minister to come here under the new Taoiseach's time. And I suppose that would be a fairly central issue in how that agreement that was reached a few weeks back could be progressed. This has been coming down the tracks for quite some time. It's over a decade, I suppose, since the Dáil and Seanad agreed that there should be recognition for the state of Palestine. And last night in the Dáil, the Taoiseach was absolutely clear now, the language was stronger than ever, that it will happen.
Let's talk then about the two new cabinet ministers, Peter Burke, who represents Longford West Meath, and Patrick O'Donovan, who represents Limerick. How important were geography and Fine Gael's concerns about losing votes in rural Ireland in their selection?
Yeah, I think it is a significant factor in deciding this. You look to geography, you look to the fact that these are two ministers from outside of Dublin, two ministers who it would be viewed would have a feel for issues on the ground. Peter Burke, someone who now will get the task of ensuring that there are supports in place for small businesses, many of whom are struggling. And then Patrick O'Donovan ensuring that there is a strong cabinet presence in Munster. So it is significant, and I suppose especially given the fact that if you looked at the contenders for those cabinet posts, it was the Dunleary TD, Jennifer Carl McNeill, who ultimately ended up in the prominent junior position of European Affairs. She was the other contender there. The new leader, the new Taoiseach, looking outside of Dublin. It's also significant too, I suppose, when you look to Patrick O'Donovan, he would be someone who would be seen to be very much in touch with those what are described as core values, traditional values of Fine Gael, things like law and order, things like maintaining a strong bond with the farming community. So for all those reasons, there's a strategic element to it, and geography and party prospects in the future seem to have played a large part in the decisions.
Did we learn anything else yesterday about Simon Harris's priorities as Taoiseach?
Well, health is a priority. Slánta care and the delivery of that is something which seems that will be accelerated. Housing, of course, that's been discussed for several days now. The Taoiseach making promises that he would do everything he possibly can to ensure there is greater home ownership and more homes built. If there was one area where it's likely that change will come true, according to his colleagues, something that Heather Humphreys referenced when she was proposing Simon Harris for the role of Taoiseach, that is in the area of disability, and major change is promised there. Indeed, when the Cabinet meets later today, there will be a committee formed that will be focused on children, education and disability. So it is a core priority. That is significant, but I think it's equally significant that on Monday, when there was much fevered political speculation about the makeup of cabinet, for many, many hours in the committee rooms of Leinster House, the Disability Matters Committee met and heard testimony from people with disabilities. That committee, chaired by Michael Moynihan, heard that many of them, for a very long time now, feel like second-class citizens. The Taoiseach has a fairly short time if he is going to deliver major change in that area. But it does seem like the route to do it in many ways will be an expanded cabinet committee that should be formed today.
The new junior ministers will be revealed later today. What are you expecting?
I think some things do seem clear. That is Neil Richmond, who is the TD at the moment, the junior at Enterprise, the junior minister there. He probably will move to Jennifer Carol McNeill's old job in finance. So that much seems clear. As well as that, Alan Dillon, who is the Fine Gael party chairman and the Mayo TD, it looks like a move could be on the cards there as well, possibly to OPW. Alan Dillon described as a steady operator, someone who has impressed during his time in the Dáil, of course, prominent in Dáil committees on the RTE issue. So a move likely. Then among the others, Emer Higgins, the Dublin Midwest TD, could be in line for promotion. The question around Colm Burke and Cork, has the Munster issue been dealt with for government now with Patrick O'Donovan's elevation, or would there still be a need for a Cork junior minister? There is a vacancy at health now. That's because Hildegard Nocton, the government chief whip, she takes on responsibility for special education and inclusion. So the health junior ministry is up for grabs. There are other contenders, people like Alan Farrell, someone elected in 2011 who hasn't had a run as a junior minister. Could he come into contention now? Others too, like Colm Brophy, who was very active in the early hours of Simon Harris's leadership campaign, could that be rewarded? Colm Brophy too regarded as a competent operator.
Well, we'll know later in the day. Micheál, thank you very much for that. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.